Hey everyone, husband here.
And I'm wife. If you've been listening to us, then you know we're all about reading the Bible and reacting to it on our first read-through. Cuss words, crying, laughing, and more.
We're passionate about creating a podcast that takes the sanctity out of the sacred text and simply stating it as we see it.
But we can't do it without your help. We're asking for your support to help us keep this podcast going.
There are two ways you can donate.
Text SACDIS, that's SACDIS, to 533-555 if you're in the U.S. with a one-time donation. Any amount helps.
Or if you'd rather start a sustaining membership, sign up on our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse. Membership levels start as low as $2 a month.
We are amazed and grateful for our fans that support us now, and you can become one too.
With your support, we can keep Sacrilegious Discourse alive and well for years to come.
So please donate today.
Text SACDIS to 533-555 if you're in the U.S.
Or sign up for our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
I'm husband.
And I'm wife.
Together, we're reading the Bible for the very first time.
We grew up without religion and wanted to know what all the fuss was about.
Well, what have we learned so far?
That God is a dick, and apparently some people believe in talking donkeys.
We're not trying to pass ourselves off as experts.
Nope, we're just reading the Bible for the first time and giving our first take reaction.
If you'd like to join us in this venture, you might consider starting at episode 1.
Otherwise, jump in wherever you like.
All right, let's go read the Bible.
Yeah, let's get to it. Husband!
Wife!
Do you remember what happened yesterday?
God tried to ruin Job. Well, I guess God let Satan ruin Job by killing all of his kids and taking all of his livestock and killing all of his slaves and some other things maybe.
Job's calamities.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a lot of them.
And
it was bad.
And it was all because Satan was like, he's rich and got it easy. Of course he loves you. And so God's like, do your worst, bitch.
Right?
He'll still love me. And Satan was like, challenge accepted.
I don't think my first thought after all these things happened to me is, oh, praise God. But that's what happened. Mm-hmm. Job was like, oh, praise God.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I might have taken a...
The Lord gives and the Lord takes away.
I might have taken a day.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Even if I believed, you know, if I believed in God, mm-hmm. I might have taken a day.
Look, I'm not saying that I would be like, you know, it's the worst, blah, blah, blah. Okay. But yeah, definitely.
I mean, it is pretty bad.
It is pretty bad. Like, I would at least take a couple of days to be like, why me? This is ridiculous. I'm looking to my left. I'm looking to my right. My entire everything has been, like, I lost everything.
Right. And no one told me about it. I just lost it.
For no reason.
Right.
I'm a deserving person.
The very worst case scenario, I'd be like, what did I do? Did I do something wrong?
Right.
What? Help me, God. You know, like, that kind of thing.
I could see, like, help me.
I could, like,
if I was a religious person, I might turn to God and say, help me. What am I doing wrong? Why are you punishing me?
Right, right.
But I couldn't see just being like, everybody in my life is dead. Yay, God, you're still great and awesome.
Right, no. Like, that not feels, even a little bit. Unless, it's forced. It's not even, like, it can't.
It doesn't even make sense.
Right?
Unless everybody in my life sucked.
Right, but it didn't sound that way.
It didn't sound that way. It sounded like he really liked his kids and was like, well, they party hard, so I'm just going to do some sacrifices.
Yeah.
Just in case they got jiggy with it.
Right.
I don't know
right.
what goes down these newfangled kids in their parties and stay off my yeah. lawn and, you know, whatever.
Right, right.
Yeah. But this whole, God's awesome. He gives and takes away. Oh, wells.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Like,
then you didn't love your family very much if that's your reaction. Right. Oh, well.
Yeah.
Because that, I mean, basically that sums up his entire reaction, right? Oh, well.
I mean, that's how I kind of took it. I'm like, damn, that's not my react. That's not anybody I know's reaction.
No, no.
Like, that's crazy-ish.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that was Job chapter 1.
Sure as fuck was.
And today we're going to be reading
Job chapter 2.
All right. Let's go do this.
Okie dokie. Okay, Job, chapter 2.
Okay.
We're still in his calamities.
Yeah, calamities. Okay? Got
just
it.
Just so you know.
Okay.
Like, it's continued. It's not a new little
subsection. We're not done yet. Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. On another day. The angels came to present themselves before the Lord. And guess who else came?
The devil.
The Satan. He also came with them to present himself before him. You know why? Because he's an angel too.
I mean, sure.
I'm just saying.
I mean, you know, honestly, this is like only the second time that Satan has been mentioned in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
There was that other one reference that we had a while back, you know?
Right.
And so we don't really have a good idea. There's not been a real good description of what Satan is.
That is true.
At least not in the Bible.
That is true.
Thus like, far.
Where does the whole he's a fallen angel come from?
Right.
Is a good question.
It has not been drilled in our readings thus far.
Correct.
So
that's actually a good question.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, the Lord said to Satan, where have you come from? And Satan answered the Lord, from roaming throughout the earth, going back and forth on it. You know?
Yeah.
Walking around fucking shit up. Then the Lord said to Satan, have you considered my servant Job? Wait.
What the hell?
That sounds like, oh, no, yeah, it's the same.
Okay.
I thought maybe I was like, oh, am I in the wrong chapter? But no, it's
we're
the
in the
same.
Right chapter.
Yep,
okay.
Yep. Okay. So anyway, he's like, remember that guy you just fucked up? Have you considered him? There is no one on earth like him. He is blameless and upright.
He walks on both feet. Yeah.
He's a man who fears God and shuns evil, and he still maintains his integrity, though you incited me against him to ruin him without any reason.
Yeah. Do you think there was a lot of people that were just walking on 1 foot? Or maybe like, okay. 2 feet in a hand.
Do you know that I am the one that made up the he walked on
both
feet?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, wait. Oh, it just says upright?
Yeah, it just says he walked upright. Or he was an upright man. And so added, yeah, he walked on both feet.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
This is why I ask you to read it legitimately sometimes.
I'm sorry.
Because I can't tell.
Okay. I thought it was obvious that I was just fucking around. I apologize. To all of our listeners, I added that bit.
Okay.
He may or may not have walked on both feet.
He probably did. All right.
But I was just like, he used a spoon with his soup, you know? He's an upright man.
Yeah.
He walked straight. He had a stick up his ass.
Got it.
I don't know.
Okay.
Shit, man. Skin for skin, Satan replied.
Skin for skin?
I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
I do know that snakes shed their skin.
Sure.
And that I have skin on me.
Yep.
A man will give all he has for his own life, but now stretch out your hand and strike his flesh and bones.
Oh, dang.
And he will surely curse you to your fucking face.
You think?
Do you think he will, or is
no,
like the point of the story
to.
That he's like,
yeah, he's never.
You took all my skin off, but I still love you.
Right, right.
That to me sounds like a really sick relationship. Quite
right?
Honestly.
Yeah, this is like an abusive relationship.
Let me tell you, husband,
uh-huh.
If you killed everybody I know and love,
Are you saying you wouldn't still worship me?
I would not be like, oh, my husband gave me everything and he took it away. He's the best.
Yeah.
He's still the best. I still love him.
Right.
Like, no, that's not how that works. Somebody fucks your shit up. You're allowed to, like, go to them and be like, why'd you do that?
Right.
That hurts my feelings.
Yeah.
At the very least. Like, I'm being nice here, but, like, honestly, to me, you could also be like, the fuck, dude?
Right.
And punch him.
I think that's more the legitimate reaction there.
Right. I was just trying to go with, like, well, we're reading the Bible. What would the nice thing be? You would walk up and you would tell him your feelings.
Yeah.
That hurt
yeah.
my feelings that you killed everybody that I love. Right? Like, isn't that...
therapy session with God?
Yeah. It really hurt me.
Use your feeling words. Is that what they say?
Yeah. Exactly.
Right.
The Lord said to Satan, very well then, he's in your hands, but you must spare his life. You know, you can take his liver, because you can live without a liver.
Sure.
But just don't kill him.
Don't kill him. Everything else is fair game.
You can take his appendix, but don't kill him. Okay?
Right.
Okay. So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord and afflicted Job with painful sores from the soles of his feet to the crowns of his head. Oh, the crown. Jesus. The one crown.
Yeah.
Many souls, yeah, one crown. Right. Yeah, sorry. I mean, that's just shit.
Yeah. Dude just lost everything. And now you're like, and I'm going to make you in lots of pain.
Have it.
Okay.
Then Job took a piece of broken pottery and scraped himself with it as he sat among the ashes. His wife is still alive. That's nice.
Not for long, I bet.
No, I'm sure you're right. His wife said to him, are you still maintaining your integrity? Curse God and die.
Jesus.
Wow. That is
you're hideous and everything you had is gone. You might as well just, you know, end yourself.
Like, that is not the correct response to your spouse. Like, bitch, you just lost everything too.
And this is a woman in the Bible telling her husband, like, dude,
curse God and die. Fuck. Just get over it already.
Right? Yeah.
Like, it's making it sound like she didn't just lose her livelihood and her children.
Well,
like,
I mean, she sounds more legitimate than he does, because she's probably pretty bitter that she lost her kids and all of her money and all that.
But then she turns to her husband and says, you're ugly too, just die.
Well,
curse God and die. Fuck off.
I don't know.
Like,
I don't know.
That is not the correct reaction.
She might be angry that he still worships God. You know, like, how can you do that with all this shit going on and all this crap? You gotta be fucking kidding me.
I don't know. That just seems like a weird thing to fight about when you've just lost everything.
I don't know. But right? I also didn't grow up in a world where God was everything. You know what I mean? Like, I don't understand that.
We did grow up in that world, but we didn't grow up in that world.
Right.
Yeah. He replied, you're talking like a foolish woman. Shall we accept good from God and not trouble? In all this, Job did not sin in what he said. Trouble.
We call this trouble, huh?
Jeez, I hate it when all my kids die. That's a bad day. That's a bad day right there.
It's troublesome.
Yeah. And when on the same day we lost all of our livelihood and our slaves.
Yeah.
Like, we shouldn't have had slaves, but be that as it may, they shouldn't have died.
Yeah, that caused some real trouble for us.
That was a bad day. Mm-hmm. Remember that one bad day?
Yeah.
That was such a bad day.
It was.
There
was lots of trouble happening that day.
Like, okay, TMI here.
Sorry, I'm hung up on the word trouble.
No, I know. It's just, like I said, TMI here. I've not had anything like this. I have miscarried more than once. And you know what I didn't say? Well, that was some trouble just then. Like, I'm trying to make light of a sad situation here.
Right, yeah.
Like, those are things that you mourn. These people, neither one of them are mourning. The one is like, fuck you. And the other one's like, oh, it's just a little bit of trouble.
Just trouble.
Just a spot of trouble.
Yeah.
We can get through this.
This guy is like the build a bridge and get over it guy.
Oh, I hate that guy. Oh, I fucking hate that guy. That was rude of you to bring that up. That guy can eat a dick, okay?
Right, that's all
I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Unless he likes it, in which case then he can eat something else that he doesn't like.
Yeah.
Eat a bunch of tacks.
Sure. Whatever it is you don't like.
Eat that thing.
Shit is pretty universal.
Eat shit and
generally speaking.
Yeah, I hate that guy. Okay. When Job's three friends, Eliphaz the Temanite, Bildad the Shuhite, and Zophar the Naamathite, heard about all the troubles.
Yeah.
Right here in River City that had come upon him. They set out from their homes and met together by agreement to go and sympathize with him and comfort him. Mm-hmm. That's good. And good. I hope that they brought some extra blankets.
They're probably
going to
die too.
Probably. Mm. But like, that's the correct reaction.
Yeah.
Like when me and you have trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some of our family comes to us and helps us.
Yeah, for sure.
And those are the best.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Other ones, not so much, but they sure. can also eat shit. But anyway, when they saw him from a distance, they could hardly recognize him because, you know, he's covered in boils.
Yeah, right. I mean, if I was covered in boils, I wouldn't expect somebody to recognize me exactly.
I sure wouldn't fuck you that day. And that could be trouble, I guess. When they saw him from a distance, they could hardly recognize him. They began to weep aloud. And they tore their robes and they sprinkled dust on their heads, as you do.
Yeah.
You know. Then they sat on the ground with him for 7 days and 7 nights.
Wow.
That is also called a week.
Yeah.
Just so that we're clear.
That's some good friends there.
They sat with they him sat for on the a ground week.
For a week.
I would sit in the hospital with a friend.
Because he was
week.
Having trouble. You know, he had some trouble.
He just had spotted. You'll get through this. It's just some trouble.
Right.
Yeah. No one said a word to him because they saw how great his suffering was. The end.
Wait, but he didn't praise God yet. Why didn't he praise God in this chapter?
I don't know, but that's the end of that chapter.
That better be coming. Otherwise, I'm going to lose faith in Job here. I'm like, what the fuck, man? I thought you're all about God, man.
What happens if you lose faith
this
in Job?
This is just
Job?
Trouble.
Do you then lose faith in God?
I already don't have that.
No, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I don't. This story is bothersome on a lot of levels.
Yeah.
Like. Even just as a, like, it's not real. It's just a parable.
Right,
like,
right.
It's a shitty parable.
Right.
It's a really bad parable. Like, I have a family friend who has been dying for years of, like, colon cancer. And I don't just tell her, it's just trouble.
You should thank God.
You should just be like, God's still great.
Right.
I mean, you're just dying. What?
Why should you worry about your trouble?
Yeah.
That's just trouble.
It's just, I can't even with this. I'm sorry. This whole thing is dumb. I hate it. The end.
Yeah. So that was Job chapter 2.
Sure as fuck was.
And tomorrow we'll be back with
Job chapter 3.
All right, guys. We'll see you then.
Bye.
Hey, wife. I guess that's the end.
But husband, that's just sad.
It doesn't have to be. We are on lots of social media platforms like Twitter. Our handle there is sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh my God. Stop doing that. Anyway, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. There's a link to all of our social media sites at our website.
Ooh, we have a website?
Yeah, it's sacrilegiousdiscourse.com, where you can also find a link to our merch shop.
We have a merch shop?
Yep. We have podcast-themed clothing, mugs, notebooks, and more, as well as an atheist and science-themed products.
Wow, our fans should really go check that out right now.
Definitely. They can get in touch with us by sending an email to sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com. But before they do that, we could really use some help.
Oh yeah? With what?
Well, it's not free running the podcast, and we need some financial support in order to get better equipment, which will free up time so we can concentrate on our podcast and our fans.
Okay, so what should they do?
Head over to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse and sign up as a contributor on our podcast. Supporters there receive additional bi-weekly episodes that we record just for our Patreon members for as little as $2 a month.
Also, we'd really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe on whatever platform you're using.
And Apple Podcast reviews help us out tremendously.
Like and subscribe. Leave an Apple review. Join us on Twitter. Support us on Patreon. That's a lot of instructions. Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more.
and is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.